Good morning, thanks for tuning in. Well, the local share market's going to be under pressure when it kicks off this morning. The futures contract finished with a loss of 24 points, or about a third of a percent. So it was able to eat into the worst deficit of the session when it was down by around 0.6%, and that reflected a bit of a recovery for US stocks off their worst levels of the session as far as Wall Street was concerned. But the thing to keep an eye out for today will be the performance of Asian markets and whether or not there's a spillover into other markets. So in particular, yesterday, we were able to get away with things quite nicely with the ASX 200 up by about a half of 1%, notwithstanding some of the declines that we saw throughout Asia. And the Hang Seng was probably the more graphic example of that, with the index down by around 4.25%. And part of the reason for that is the concentration of technology names in that index, and we'll get to that in a moment as to why technology stocks have been under acute amounts of pressure as far as the last couple of days in particular are concerned. But on Wall Street, as I said, US markets ended with losses, but they weren't anywhere near what was happening at the worst levels of the day. In the case of the S&P 500, at its worst, it was down by about a percent. It finished with a loss of a half of 1%. The NASDAQ, as I said, at its worst, down by about 2.25%. It finished with a loss of 1.25%, and the Dow was down by about a half of 1%. So there are a lot of moving parts associated with why these markets have pulled back with such a spirited decline over the course of the last day. And it's important to keep the broader context front of mind. Over the course of the last week, we have seen US stocks in particular consistently hitting new record highs. We've had our own experience with that over the course of recent sessions as well. And so when you see some challenges emerge from left field or otherwise, the stocks can sort of be quite flighty. And that's part of what we're seeing at the moment. There was also some apprehension ahead of key results being reported specifically out of the tech space, and they included Apple, Alphabet, and Microsoft. All of those names substantially bettered expectations in their earnings numbers, which were reported after the market closed. There was a bit of volatility in the prices, but the one that stood out probably in terms of its moves was Alphabet. It was up by around 3% at its best levels. It pulled back in the hours afterwards. Apple also had a positive move higher in after hours trade, but it has neutralized that. Microsoft was pulling back immediately after its numbers were reported, but it's done quite well. In year-to-date terms, it's up by around 28%. Alphabet shares are up by 50% in year-to-date terms, and Apple has had the most modest increase in year-to-date terms, up by around 10%, just for some context there. But one of the factors that has probably grown in prominence over the course of the last week, it's been at the margins from time to time, but it has certainly been front of mind in the last day, and that is the fact that Chinese regulators are now taking a very close look at listed organizations, particularly the ones that are traded on overseas markets. And what they've been doing most closely in recent days is looking at education providers. So the signal that's been sent to the markets is that the Chinese regulators are very much on the front foot in terms of reining in these organizations. And there is a sense that they are now reevaluating it in terms of the context of what it means for the values of the Chinese Communist Party. And that is a very broad landscape, and investors are very wary about what that might mean in the bigger picture. So just for the time being, at least, they are giving Chinese stocks a bit of a wide berth. And that's probably most reflected in the way that the Chinese Golden Dragon Index has been performing. So this is a list of some of the largest organizations that are traded in the US. And over the course of the last week, that index is down by around 20%. It's fallen by about 5% in the most recent session. Education stocks, which have been the closest focused in recent days, have sold off quite aggressively, but they recovered quite a bit of ground last night. So still a lot of disquiet as far as that sector is concerned. But Tencent, just to give you an example of how this organization has traded in the last day. So in Hong Kong trade yesterday, it was down by around 10%, and it fell by a further 3% in after hours trade. So it's a very fluid landscape at the moment when it comes to these organizations. So it's worth approaching with some caution. In US trade, General Electric delivered better than expected numbers, and that stock was up by about 1% in the regular session. Intel took a decent knock last night, actually. One of its competitors, Advanced Micro Devices, had some good earnings numbers, and it suggested that they were taking market share off Intel. Tesla shares, having had an initial flourish following their earnings numbers being released in after hours trade yesterday, fell by about 1% in the regular session overnight. So it's been a lot to take in as far as the last day is concerned. And the next day is equally interesting because there will be a US Federal Reserve decision to take in. So the markets are a little bit concerned about what might come out of this and whether or not the Fed actually becomes a little more dovish in terms of the discussion around pulling back on support. If they don't, then the markets will take that poorly. On the local front today, we've got CPI figures to look at as well. So these figures will be quite prominent for the fact that we will likely see the highest level of headline inflation since 2008. But the important thing to understand at the moment, given the challenges that the pandemic has posed for the Australian economy most recently, there's been a pretty feverish revision of growth expectations as far as the back end of this year is concerned, as far as private forecasters are concerned. So the likelihood is that the RBA is going to be equally dovish in the near term. And so these headline these inflation figures today will almost be a historic piece of information rather than what the markets will be keying off in terms of the near to medium term. So that's that'll probably be just grist for the mill as far as conversation is concerned. And then after the market closes today, it's expected that Rio Tinto will be reporting its earnings numbers. So obviously there are a myriad of implications there as far as the resource sector is concerned. So a lot to feast your minds around as far as today is concerned and the next couple of days. As I said, the market's going to be kicking off with a deficit of around 0.33%. It's just a question of whether or not the selling momentum picks up from those levels. But given the fact that we've got only a modest exposure to the tech space in the local market, we will perhaps be inoculated to an extent as far as that outcome is concerned. The Aussie dollar a little bit firmer, 73.6 US cents.